Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Props, okay? I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on, Ronnie?
How are you?
I am doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Everybody, welcome to the show today. This is a Crappens On Demand episode, so we can see each other and you can see us, okay? If you are a member of Patreon at the Crappens On Demand level. If you're not, you're dumb, okay? Go sign up. And if you are, we love you. Thank you so much for your support. Everybody, welcome. This has been a really fucked up day so far. I woke up just feeling so empty inside because, like, no one on Bravo got arrested today. I mean, there is nothing like the thrill of somebody's ass for Bravo going to jail, okay? I mean, the internet erupted when Jen Shah got arrested. And, of course... Yeah. You know, we did the podcast right when it happened, so we talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show, which was the Below Deck Sailing Yacht episode, so we did a little press conference about it. But we didn't really have as much news yesterday as we did today. Like, we didn't get to see her getting her ass dragged into court, which also she's doing the whole appropriation thing with her braids, which is just, I mean... The girl's a mess, okay? The girl's just a mess. You know, of course she gets... Of course, I mean, she's just a mess. There was somebody standing outside the courtroom that they said waited for like an hour just so he could scream at her, "Hey, we've been wanting to get in touch with you about your car warranty." And then just walked off.
I mean, here all this time, we were joking that that's Deandra who is behind those robocalls. I don't even remember why we made that joke. It was a few weeks ago. But it actually is Jen Shah. Who would have thought?
Yeah. So, yeah, it turns out Jen Shah is in trouble because her business is apparently getting info on old people, lead sheets, they're called, and selling those lead sheets to defraud them. And she sets up all these fake websites to get the information in the first place, and then she sells it, and then they defraud all these people. And she had all these offshore accounts set up, and they were all messaging through secret apps, you know, like the... Well, not secret Parler. Apps, but, you know, things that they could keep in Parler. but it's pretty interesting. And so we just went on a posting spree. All of the Bravo Twitter. Is that a thing? Bravo Twitter?
It's Bravo a thing now. It exploded.
Crazy. Yeah.
Everyone was like, let's all make memes all at once. And guilty as charged. Like, we were like, let's do it. Hey, you know what? When inspiration strikes, you got to follow it. And so... You know, why not? It was so fun. I spent like all day yesterday on the phone looking at memes, looking for news, looking to see who liked our memes. It's like this vicious circle.
Yeah, you get intense with that. I'll bet you were pressing view insights a lot because you love
actually,
to view
I
an insight.
I actually don't do that because when I actually view the insights, they usually are far less impressive
you
when you
crushed.
Drill down. And I'm like, I like to think that I'm more popular than I am. Like, I don't want that insight, you know?
Yeah,
I am like a true Real Housewife. I don't want any insights about myself.
I don't have any insight, and I don't want your insights, okay?
But that being said, so, no insights. But Jen Shah, she made it to the BBC. She made it to the Beeb, for crying out loud. I think she was in the New York Times. I mean, she really did it. Our friend Ray Sani said something on Twitter that I thought was really funny. She basically was like, I thought that Coach Shah was trying to Kelsey Grammer her and then fraud got her first, which is so funny just to like say that Coach Shah was Kelsey Grammering Jen Shah. And it totally makes sense, by the way. Like, here, just go on this show and get out of my hair or lack thereof, you know?
Well, it's so Jen interesting Shah. Because the, you know, apparently... God, I can't wait for this to all unfold. Apparently, there were undercover agents as her glam squad. You know how she has like 10 assistants at all times? Like, there's a rumor that some of them were undercover and that she's been under investigation for a really long time. And the whole thing, how it happened, is they were in a bus on the way, I guess, getting ready to go to Vail for a cast trip because they're shooting Salt Lake City. And so the cops showed up at her house and she wasn't there. and they're trying to get into doors. There were locked doors in the house. Some of her family was there, and they're trying to get into the doors, and so they had to call the husband. And then Coach Shaw called her and said, they're trying to arrest you. So she tried to ditch everybody and told everybody from the cast, oh, my husband's in the hospital. I got to go. I got to get out of here right now. So yeah. She left and escaped. Apparently, she called her aunt or something like that to come pick her up. So her aunt comes, and they're driving off, and then the cops pulled over the van with the other ladies in it, and we're like, what the fuck? And so then they had to chase down Jen Shaw in her escape vehicle or whatever.
So it's going to be very interesting because, I mean, clearly a good portion of this is going to be filmed. I wonder if they're actually going to have her getting arrested on camera, or is it just going to be the cops coming up to the van that has, you know, Heather and I don't know if I think Heather was in the van. I think I read that. And maybe
it was
Whitney.
Heather and Lisa, I think, and Whitney.
I love that. Oh, my God. I love that. Hi, police officer. Hi. Want some fresh wolf?
You know what? People are trying to get us to pull over. Yes, I do have some Vita tequila. They follow me wherever I go. They just love Vita.
Police officer. Bad pofficer. Oh, it doesn't work as well.
Oh, God. Did I miss a spot shaving? Oh, God.
I shaved also. Spot. I probably missed a spot. I have a toothache, here. I think.
Oh, God, I've got a spot on my face. I need to go to jail.
I don't see it. I don't actually see it. Well, so I love the idea that someone had to go undercover into the Shaw Squad. This is like a comedy from the 80s or 90s where, you know, the guy who does the farmer's insurance who won the Oscar is like the police chief and says, all right, Bates, here's what you've got to do for your assignment. Since you blew up that warehouse, you're in big trouble. So guess what? This is your last chance to make things right. You need to take down a federal case, nationwide scheme. It's like, all right, boss, what is it? You have to pretend to be in a glam squad. And then, like, cue the funny music and Julia Stiles, you know?
Yeah, Johnny Depp or some shit. It's like Donnie Brasco, you know? And it's, like, harder than even working, you know, secretly for the cartels. You know, she's so abusive, yelling and screaming. It's like, do you know how many people have died doing this job?
Yeah, it's like Jordana Brewster has to go undercover as like a glam squad person. And then Julia Stiles as her best friend, who's like, why didn't you come to game night? You're always too busy, you know? And then it turns out she's like, but I actually have grown to really love this woman. And like, at first I thought I'm just taking down a perp, but now I realize I'm making someone beautiful. And isn't that just as important? You know, that's her dilemma.
Well, I have to say, usually when something happens to somebody, you know, there is like that vulture mentality, right? That we're all probably guilty of. I know I am. I can be a damn vulture. Where it's like someone's going down and everybody, it's like, let's get them, you know, and everyone jumps on at the same time. And sometimes that can make the person the victim, right? Like even some of the stuff with Erica, who's a monster from hell, you know, and I've never really liked Erica, but all that stuff going down with her, even after a while, sometimes I'm like, okay, I mean, my God, you know, it's every day. I have to say, do not feel that really for Erica. I mean, who am I kidding? I'm trying to make myself sound like a good person for the purposes of this example, but I don't really feel bad for her. But I do not feel bad for Jen. I do not get that feeling. I feel like she totally had it coming, and this is really karma, especially after all those videos that came out of her just abusing the fuck out of people after the season aired. And, you know, her and Mary should have been better friends because Mary, you remember that audio
Mary could have
I played
taught
of
her
Mary?
Some things.
You know the audio I played of Mary in her church that was released, and it's like, come on, you poor people. That's all the money you're going to give me? Really? I mean, she would have been perfect to work with Jen Shaw just using that audio. I mean, just call some old people up and use that church audio. They could have made a ton of money together.
Well, this is why Jen really hates Mary. It has nothing to do with hospital smell or amputations. You know what it has to do with? Mary's husband is like the whale of all whales for Jen's scheme. And she just could not get him to sign up on that website. She's like, Mary, make him sign up for a DVD player on this website. It's totally reputable. And she's like, I can't, Jen. And that's why she's mad. She's like, I came so close. Ugh. If only I could have gotten his email.
Oh, God.
Let's also mention that Stu Chains, her assistant, is also in big trouble. He is also named. Well, we talked about that yesterday, but he's going to take the fall, by the way. He's going to take the fall. Like, that's what you get. When you decide that you want to be like the gay best friend to a monster, you also have to know that you will be blamed for every single thing. So
well,
enjoy
he
that.
Probably did
James.
Do it with her. I think he's her business partner in it. Yeah. So he should go down too. She's not going to get off because apparently they've been building this for a really long time, and they've other people have been talking. This is all. What do I know?
But you know what?
Just shit I read on Twitter. But people have been talking for years and probably cutting deals before it got even to Jen. So it looks like she is the big fish here, and her and Stu, and they're going to go down. Yeah, she probably will try to throw Stu under the bus, but
yeah, she will.
Both going under there.
Now, here's the upside for Jen. The upside to having a generally empty life that you have to fill with makeup artists is that when you're arrested, you're in full glam. So congrats on that. You were like perfectly like ready for your close up. So that's like a rarity to be a Bravo star that doesn't look like they just woke up out of bed when they get their, you know, DUI photo, their mugshot.
I think she looked as ridiculous as possible.
Like, oh, I'm not saying she didn't look ridiculous.
No,
I'm just
I know
saying,
what you're
saying. Like, she
I'm
didn't look
saying,
like she
no,
just,
I know what you
like,
mean. Like, she didn't just get, you know, pulled out
of
bed curlers
rock.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was so funny that she got arrested just looking like she, like, on the show, she would get hammered for that hairstyle anyway, that cultural appropriation hairstyle. I know that people would hammer her if this was just an episode. So it's like double Bravo hammered, you know? You're getting hammered by the audience for, like, literally everything going on in these photos right now, lady, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
And if there was a FBI agent, if there was an FBI agent in the Shaw squad, then I think we all know how that video footage leaked from the reunion, right? They're like, she's going down anyway, and you know what, like, this has been the worst undercover gig of my life. Like, other people get to infiltrate the mafia, and I just have to infiltrate this crazy woman here in Salt Lake City, so I'm gonna take her down. Like, I'm gonna take her down legally. But first, I'm going to take her down in the tabloids. So here you go.
Oh, and one other thing, Brooks Marks. Okay, so some of the funniest memes, you had a tweet about it, and then there were like a bunch of memes about Brooks. And you had a really hilarious face swap meme for Brooks yesterday.
Like, finally, I'm using my tools to my advantage.
Explain your meme to the people who haven't seen it.
I basically just, I finally downloaded the Face Swap app. I was like, this app is stupid. And then I finally downloaded it. Yeah, it's scary what it can do. But I was like, how can I make this work? I feel like this moment calls for a face swap. I feel like it has to be Brooks. And then somehow I thought of Joan Collins. And I basically just put Brooks's face onto Joan Collins' body when Joan Collins is taking the stand in Dynasty. And I said, this is Brooks taking the stand against Jen Shaw. And it just felt right.
Okay, so speaking of Brooks, some of the best memes yesterday were Brooks. Like, oh, Brooks is the one who ratted her out or whatever. Well, you know, Brooks, just quit while you're ahead, okay? Jen being a shitty person doesn't mean you're a good person. And also, you're a child. And also, you did not ever have a real war with Jen. All she really did, now look, I'm going to stand up for Jen. But it's against Brooks.
Stand up for her.
You know, it's a
very
confusing
show, she may be a criminal.
I admit it. But Brooke sucks, and he, of course, had to come out with his own video. This is him, okay? Wait, can you see it?
See it? Okay. Oh, that's I see just him. Lips. Okay, yeah.
So he's like lip syncing to a song to like diss Jen, and he can't even lip sync.
Nicki Minaj.
I mean, this little fucking idiot. He didn't even learn the lyrics to the song. Okay, hold on.
By the way, I just want to say that he is not a child, and I refuse to continue.
Ended up at her, I'm very y'all. He's a little fucker, and also he can't lip sync, so your video still sucks, Brooks, okay? And no, he's not a child. I just say that as a joke because, remember, on the
child
show,
mentality,
like, he is a child.
He is
you
a baby.
You are fighting with a child. So
yeah, they infantilize him a lot, and he has a childlike mentality. But God, he is turning into a little baby gay icon. Good for him. So it's a show like the best Real Housewives shows. It's a show full of contradictions where we can still somehow wind up defending the person committing fraud on a mass scale.
Against Brooks, yes. You know, it's like it's always a balance of what's worse. You know, it's all that's constantly what we're trying to do. And any viewer of these shows is trying to do. It's like, well, they're both wrong, but who's more wrong? And who do I fight for just because I like them? You know, behind me, I have a portrait of Lisa Vanderpump. Is she wrong most of the time? Yes, but I still love her and I don't care what you think. And that is our right as people who watch Bravo to take those stances. And that's just how I feel. Brooke sucks. And look, in the scheme of things, like if you want to put it up like Jen, what Jen did and what Erica did, Erica's worse. First of all, the crime. crimes are worse because she's like robbing orphans and people, like plane crash victims' families and stuff. That was her husband who did that. But then that stuff, we don't need to go down this whole thing. But what I mean like, is, I would still stand up for Jen because at least Jen's working. Unlike fucking Erica, not doing anything for that money. At least Jen's is like putting together. Yeah, she's putting together the lead sheet. She's getting a team together. She's coming up with schemes. You know, Erica just sitting around fucking some old dude getting the money, you know?
Yeah, but she was dumb enough to get caught, and Erica knew how to get out of that situation. Erica saw what was going on and was like, bye. Jen just like took it. Jen just got run over. And by the way, we actually kind of called it. If I want to give us credit, okay.
Oh, I love getting credit. Instagram Even insights. If it's made up, just make something up. I'll take it.
I'm going to give us an Instagram insight, which is that during the reunion episodes, when they were pressing Jen about what she does, and she said she does marketing, and she goes, direct stuff, direct. And then we said she is the one sending all those mailers. And that's kind of is true because like you get all these pieces of junk mail. She basically sends junk mail. We kind of called it then. I mean, she's not going to jail because of junk mail, but she's kind of in that space,
we said
right?
That she's like the robocall type of. I mean, yeah, her answer, you know,
it's like the equivalent of junk mail, right?
Yeah.
Like basically, for those, by the way, for those who want to know truly what's happening, she created a bunch of websites that encourage people to sign up, and they would get various services, and then they collected people's information from the signups. And then they sold that to other companies. And then on top of that, those companies were also fraudulent. And so where the fraud comes in is that this is, by the way, according to a post I saw on Reddit. So the fraud comes in that the original website where they were gathering the emails and stuff was not providing any services. Like it's fine to collect emails and to even sell them to other companies, but it's not. It's fraudulent if you say, oh, sign up here and you'll get, you know.
Well, it wasn't just the signing up paper. And selling the lead sheets. They were actually defraud. They were taking those lead sheets and then using that information to get all this money from these poor old people who a lot of times didn't have, you know, they don't even have the internet. So they're like, you need a website to do this or this. And they were selling them all this bullshit fraudulent stuff and taking all their money. I mean, it's bad.
You know, But you know what's, by the way, you know what the saddest part about all this is that Jen Shah isn't even hilarious enough to make this amazing, right? Like, it's amazing in that it happened, but like, if Countess Luann did this, it'd be like, oh, it's so perfect. It's so Countess Luann. It'd be like just the most hilarious thing. Like, of course, like Countess Luann was like, oh, I'll just sign people up on my cabaret website. Is there anything wrong with that? So sue me. But Jen Shah, it's like, so she got arrested, and it's fun to see her get arrested because she's so annoying. But there's like nothing like amazingly. There's no camp value in it. There's not enough camp value because her camp value is so forced and so deliberate that she tries to instill. And there's not like that inherent camp value.
Well, that tweet was so funny that was going around. Someone went through her. All of her Twitter, of course, because Bravo people are real researchers. And found the tweet that was her about to flip the table at that lunch, and it says, Teresa walked so I could run. And they're like, wow, you know, how fitting that is now.
It's perfect. And then I retweeted something yesterday because I thought, I was like, there's a guy, he's a lawyer. I think he was the lawyer who like spelled out everything with Erica Jane and all that stuff.
Oh, so it's a different one. This is, now all lawyers are coming to just like get their fame off Housewives going to jail. Because this is like a new star lawyer who's becoming a star based off someone going through legal trouble. I know who you're talking about. That's
yeah, I don't, well, for some reason we follow him because I don't know why.
It's not Ronald Richards, I don't think.
I think it was, or maybe Robert someone. I thought it was like
sorry. Go ahead. That
whoever it was,
that
whoever it was.
I just
was.
Want
some
each
reason,
lawyer obsessed with Housewives to get their own star. Okay, excuse me
okay,
for living.
Sorry. Well, whoever it was, he wrote a very serious tweet, and he goes, "Bravo!" Like I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically like Bravo needs to fix their vetting processes because we don't need these like moral, you know, these. Now I'm messing it up. He's basically, we don't need these like scumbags and people of like moral ill repute and crooks.
Oh,
we don't need them.
No.
And I was like, hello.
Oh, yeah.
This is why we're tuning
only
in.
Want good people on Bravo.
every time someone tweets something about like, Bravo really needs to clean house. All these people are terrible people. They are crooks. They're liars. They're manipulative. I'm like, I could be watching Hallmark Channel. You're watching the wrong channel. I'm sorry. Bravo doesn't have to change anything. You have to change why you're watching these shows. Okay. Because this is why I tune in.
Let's go back to the good days. Like, you know, Vicki Gunvalson. It's like, okay. Think about what you're saying.
The original Jen Shah. Yeah. So,
oh, good. Okay, well, today is Real Housewives of Dallas Day. It was a good day to get into this Jen Shah stuff, at least a little bit, because Real Housewives of Dallas, I don't know, they just taped some shit together, like literally just found footage on the floor and put 20-minute scenes of nothing happening in there. And it's been such a good season, so it's okay. You know, you guys get a filler episode, but seriously, like... Come on.
It was definitely a filler episode, and last week was a little bit of a filler episode. It kind of makes me think that they just padded out two different episodes. They didn't need to do it. They didn't need to have... It could have just been one big episode, but at least this one ended pretty strongly. I like the way this one ended.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this was like a full-on, like, we need to... We Bravo has given us this many episodes, and we need to pad it out. So here we go. Here you go. A tea party with toddlers or little girls for 25 minutes.
Yes.
So the episode opens up. We're at Cameron's house, and Hilton is speaking her Spanish, which is an ongoing arc for her over the seasons. And she and Court decide to make Cameron jump ropes that way they could practice numbers. So imagine a giraffe. And a rope. Just imagine a giraffe trying to jump rope. And that's kind of the visual that you have.
Yeah. Did you know that mommy was so bad at Spanish, Hilton, that she changed to Latin?
Like, that's...
Which is hilarious.
That's...
Imagining Cameron speaking Latin at anybody.
Et cetera. Et alia.
No, no, contendere. Mommy just wanted to concentrate more on roots.
Okay. I love the idea that Spanish was so hard, so she went to Latin. I mean, I took Latin. I actually took Latin. It is not easier than Spanish. I can tell you that right now.
Her kid's like, what is that? And Court says, a language no one speaks. I was like, whoa, Court. I was like, you're not wrong. Jeez.
I know. I kind of was like, excuse me, sir. I took 2 years of Latin in high school. And yes, I never had to speak it in my life. But it is fundamental to all of our languages. And it helps you with vocabulary. So, Court.
Yeah. Yeah, person who doesn't care of the root word, where things come from.
Yeah. Enjoy saying the word annihilated and not thinking about not the Latin origins.
I don't know what that is, but guess what?
Nihil.
Yo estudio español, okay? Español es muy importante.
I have forgotten actually pretty much all of my Latin, and it makes me sad because it actually was like not super fun. If anyone ever was interested in taking Latin, I encourage it. It's actually really, really, really fun. It's like a puzzle.
No.
And you never have to speak it.
Yeah, you only have to write it. You could just say, I know Latin, and like, who's going to test you? You know, if you say like, hey, I'm studying Spanish, there's always someone in the room who's like, oh, habla español, okay. And then they just start blabbing Spanish to test you. Latin ain't nobody going to do that. Someone's just going to be like, oh, you know Latin? Good for you. You're smart, you know?
Yeah, I actually was just taking my Spanish lessons right before we started recording. So if anyone is wondering what I'm doing later today, el core.
Oh, so you're still on level one. You see, I busted your ass because I study Spanish too. El hombre core. I've been taking my Spanish too while I watch TV, so I'm getting it kind of messed up because I'm watching like Rock the Block on HGTV, and I'm talking about how horses are running at the moment. So
I'm on horses too. I got the horses. I just don't remember the horses.
I'm not that far either. That's why I'm busting.
El gato drywall. See, that's what happens when you try to learn while you watch HGTV.
Las mujeres cocinan cuartos.
Oh my god!
Like,
How many?
They're cooking bedrooms. What?
How many women have to eat on Rosetta Stone? I mean, it's constant. Las mujeres come.
Do you like that they're mixing in brainwashing too? I think like the Minister of Health or whatever is working for Rosetta Stone because they'll be like, el niña. corre. No, el niña come. El niña come. And then the next slide is el niña come. It's like she goes back and forth between running and eating. I'm like, get off my ass. Stop putting running and eating right next to each other. I feel like Rosetta Stone is judging me. It's like fat shaming me.
And then they'll be like, ella nada. And I'm like, wait, why now you're throwing in why do I have to learn swimming so early? Can you like get me to another verb?
But eating, said, swimming, and running. That's what we're learning for like, I'm days. On
los bibliógrafos. I know about my pens. Those pens or those pencils? I think they're pens.
Yeah, they're
los bibliógrafos.
I've always said pluma. I get very confused in Rosetta Stone because I don't know if I'm like speaking El Paso Spanish, because a lot of the words, I'm like, that's not the word for that. And then I'm like, I'm going to look it up. But then Allison does something crazy on Rock the Block, and then I just get totally confused. Yeah. You should watch Rock the Block. Can you tell we're wasting time in this Dallas episode? I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm also...
Sometimes you just got to talk about what you want to talk about. Yeah. There's a fast-forward button.
Rock the Block. It's so amazing. So Jeremiah and Nate Berkus are on there.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't. God. Well, this is Bravo-related because Jeremiah...
Pants up to his rib cage, okay? And they're doing like houses in a suburban... neighborhood, you know, they're like big McMansions and they have to do the whole house room by room, and everything they do, they're like, oh my god, this is Belgian tile, it's from Belgium, and that is from Italy, and guess where, that this is like a Belgian state of mind that we're in. I hope they get it because it's Belgian. I'm like, do you think that saying Belgian over and over makes it okay that you don't have anywhere for people to put their goddamn dishes? Do you think that makes it okay, Jeremiah?
Well, they don't have cupboards, right? European style?
Yeah, they do all open shelves, but then the open shelves aren't even really done right, but they're gold. So I guess that means, like, it's kind of unusable. All the spaces they do are kind of unusable, basically. I mean, they do some good work, too, but they do a lot of stuff. They're just so snotty, is the point. You know, it's like they have like a big, one of those big, gigantic bowls on top of the counter for a sink, which is a thing. You know,
people have
that.
Yeah.
But they're like, wow. We got this bowl in Belgian Italy, okay? It's like a French-Italian bowl from Gaelic Italy. I'm like, do you even know what you're saying, Jeremiah? Be quiet over there. Put a fucking sink I can wash my hands in. I don't want to have to, like, get a vacuum to get all my hair up after I shave or whatever every time I'm in this bowl room, sir.
Yeah, you know, with Jeremiah, I just always think of the Rachel Zoe Project because that's where I always go to bring it back to Bravo, because he was Rachel Zoe's assistant for a season. When she...
He was?
I think... Yeah, when Brad and Tay both left, then Jeremiah came in, and he was really good at designing stuff. And then he, like, all of a sudden was, like... Then he was with Nate Berkus and things like that, and I was, like, very suspicious of him. I was like, this guy is very upwardly mobile. Like, he went from assistant... to then doing all these things on camera with design and then being with Nate Berkus. I continue to be a little suspicious of Jeremiah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they seem to hate each other's guts. So that's heartwarming.
That does make me feel better. Maybe I'll watch it now.
Speaking of people living together that hate each other's guts, let's go to Carrie's house where she's hanging out with one of her daughters and her bird, Wackily, flies in the daughter's hair.
Your note to child. Kiko. Listen, Kiko, you seem cool, okay? You seem cool, Kiko. But I know T'Challa. I work with T'Challa. And you are no T'Challa, Kiko.
Yeah, you're no T'Challa. So then we go over to Stephanie's, and she is calling some guy to take to Rochambeau is what I wrote. I don't know where it's where it is.
Lost Bow.
And
Rebecca Lobo.
Los Lobos,
Oklahoma.
Que bailar a la bamba.
El come. So Stephanie.
El come la bamba cocina.
La bamba es. How do you say is? It's again is est.
Es.
La bamba es amarilla. Amarillo.
Amarillo.
I literally don't even know what I'm saying now.
You just said la bamba is yellow. so So Stephanie's calling some guy from there, and she's going to take the girls on a trip, like a weekend trip to Oklahoma, and she wants to take them to see Bigfoot. So she's calling a Bigfoot expert in Oklahoma, and she's like,
you know what? I would like love if there was a way that you could like show us Bigfoot.
And he's like, well, I seen him. It was the scariest I ever been. I hate to admit that I turned tail and I runned up the mountain.
Like, hates to admit it. He hates. It's more embarrassing for him to say that he ran away from Bigfoot than for him to say that he saw Bigfoot. So
I mean, if it weren't for the accent, I would think she's talking to Teresa with that English.
It was the scariest I ever been. I turned tail and runned up the mountain to dead.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a tall Joe. I saw a tall, juicy Joe, and I ran it away.
So, and Stephanie's like, yeah, I think there's like 2 to 3 Bigfoots in Oklahoma. I don't know, but like, it's true. Yeah. I thought Bigfoots were a little bit more of a Pacific Northwest kind of vibe, kind of like SeaTac airport adjacent, you know.
I didn't know there were like a lot of Bigfoots. I thought there was only one.
Yeah, I didn't know there was
Bigfoots in every town. You know, you just got to find your Bigfoot expert in that town. It's like, no, I don't think it were. I think there's a story. It's Bigfoot. That's it.
Well, there's Bigfoot, there's Sasquatch, there's Yeti, and the abominable snowman. And I just don't know if they're all the same or just it's a regional thing. The way like a hurricane is a hurricane, but then when it goes on vacation in like Asia, it becomes like a typhoon or a cyclone, you know?
Aren't those different things?
I thought it. I don't know. So I was like,
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So all the ladies are so excited to go to Oklahoma. We just get little shortcuts of them. And Tiffany's like, you know, never like have I once been like, wow, I should take a weekend trip to Oklahoma.
And Cameron's like, why hasn't anyone told me about Broken Bow if it's only 3-4 hours away? Like, if we're a hot vacation spot, like, wouldn't we all hear about it? Sorry, like, I don't see any reason to go to Oklahoma. There's, like, nothing there.
Yeah. So then Tiffany, you know, we all love Tiffany. I do not need 20 minutes straight of Tiffany having a tea party with her children and trying to start a fight with her mom. And her mom is not having it. She's like, I know you're trying to make me look stupid on TV. And guess what? I'm not going to do it. Okay? So you look stupid trying to make me look stupid. I'm going to look like a good person. What do you think about that?
Now, Tiffany's daughters are probably the two cutest daughters on Bravo. And they're just adorable and sweet and lovely. But I'm with you. This scene, I was like, oh, we're like on minute 45 of them like crawling around chairs in a hotel suite. Like, what's going on here? The upside here was watching Tiffany just like not be able to step outside of like her childhood issues with her mother. Because like the mom would be like, oh, this is nice. And you just see on Tiffany's face, like, why would you say that, mother? Why are you so disappointed in the hotel suite I chose?
My children like that. And the mom, they have this beautiful tea party set up and the kids get their hair and makeup done. And that's like literally 20 minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
And then they get to the tea party and it's just them and they have little cookies and Tiffany's announcing each little cookie. And the mom's just sitting there having a nice time. But the mom's like, can you wipe your hands first? Here's a wet nap to wipe your hands. And they just ignore her. So she keeps saying, can you wipe here's a wet, wipe your hands. It's like Corona time, you know. And then they're making it seem, they're trying to like edit it so that the mom's being really mean, but she's not. She's just like,
she's just offering a wet nap insistently, like many wet naps, you know. And then there's another part. So like the mom comes, and since it's their birthday, she brings the red envelopes, which I believe those Hung Bao, is that what they were called? And so as we learned from the last episode, you're not supposed to open up the Hung Bao in front of the person who gave it to you. So, but of course the little girls just like tear into it and they're like, $100. And so Tiffany's like, Maddie, you're not supposed to open it in front of the person who gave it to you. It's rude. And the mom goes, oh, it's okay. They're just kids. And Tiffany just gives her mom such an angry look. Like, how dare you have, how dare you be nice to your grandchildren on camera about this when I got 5 slippers thrown at my head for opening up my hung bao as a child?
I know, it's so funny. She keeps acting so betrayed that the mom is being nice. And she makes a couple of comments like, if I ever did that, I would have gotten beat, you know, or whatever. So then she's saying, Maddie, what is your favorite food? And she's like, caviar. And she goes, yeah, and that's why I ordered a whole ounce of Russian caviar for your birthday. And she's like looking at her mom because she's just trying to make her mom say something, you know. But the mom just says, oh, you have very expensive taste. And so that cuts to Tiffany.
One bite is $100.
Like, yeah, she goes, I mean, it seems like I'm being oversensitive, but it's a loaded history we have. You know, other people meet my mom and say, oh, my God, she's so sweet. But I'm noticing it. Nothing I do is right. Watch this. So she's like, I'm going camping with my friends. And her mom's like, oh, girl camping? And she's like, she didn't get mad at camping. Okay, well, at least I can go because I don't have to work one day at the hospital. And the mom's like, that's nice. She's like, oh!
I just love that she was so mad at her mom for saying that her daughter has expensive taste. I mean, that's like, I think that's like, if a child ever said they like caviar, I think that's just like a, that's just a, it's an, it's a gimme. Like, you just have to make that joke. Oh, you got expensive taste there, kid. Like, I think it's, but I love that Tiffany just, because of her issues with her mom, she just reads so far into that. Like, well, why would she criticize my child's taste? Is she saying something about me? Is she saying I'm spoiling my children? Are my children going to be failures? Are they not going to go to Cornell? What does this have to do with me, mother? Why can't you be a better mother to me? Why can't you be open to me, mother? It's like, she just made a comment about caviar.
Yeah. And you're doing this in a hotel that you own, like a giant hotel that you own. I think it's okay. So the mom does ask her. She's like, so do you still get full benefits at work? And she's like, no, mom, 80%. You don't get benefits for doing nothing. And the mom's like, God, okay. So she goes, Tiffany says, oh, this is my mom's MO. Okay, look at her. You know, I'm not surprised she's bringing it up. You know, she acts like she agrees with something, and then the moment comes and she strikes. And the mom goes, no, I'm asking, do you still get full medical insurance and all that? And she's like, oh, yeah, we still get medical insurance.
It was like a very just like normal
like
question.
Like, burn her in the streets. What a horrible mother.
Why would she care about my health insurance?
Yeah. So then we go over to Dandra's house, and she's like, come on, Dixie. Stop fighting with that dog, Dixie. I've had enough of that. Come sit with mommy. And Dixie's like, it's like Dixie, this old little dog.
This old little runty dog. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sure there are people who think Dixie is cute in that, like, that odd duck kind of way, which I know she's a dog, not a duck. But like, Dixie is like, honestly, like such an ugly dog that her ugliness makes her cute, if that makes sense. Because you can tell that like, she just lives this life of like, why am I still alive? And why am I in this crazy house? And it's sort of like her bewilderment about her current state of life is what makes her adorable to me.
And you know, she's that kind of dog that Deandra carries her around. And she'll be like, this is my dog, Dixie. And just like jerks her all over the place as she talks. And Dixie probably has like a hurt neck and she's like kind of limping or whatever.
I feel like Dixie reminds me of on The Simpsons whenever they have a flashback to Mr. Burns as a child. And so you see like a young Mr. Burns with little curly hair. He's like, look at me, I'm Mr. Burns, little Mr. Burns. But it's like this ugly ass Mr. Burns child. I feel like that's what Dixie is like. I can imagine her putting a little bonnet on Dixie and like gussying Dixie up and be like, look at my adorable Dixie. And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Dixie's just
like it was. Ah. She always looked like a little old lady, even when she was like literally a baby.
Like she loves Lawrence Welk, you know?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't. So Brandy, Deandra calls Brandy on FaceTime and she's like, hey girl. Hey, how are you?
Well, my dog got into the pantry. Isn't that funny? She made a mess. She's worse than Bruin right now. Isn't that hilarious?
Brandy, it's like sucking the energy out of every room she goes into. My God, don't even get her out of here. Get her off my TV. I can't. Okay.
Also,
a good time in this show until.
I'm a girl.
Can you sing that again, please? I don't think I picked that up.
No, it's a one-timer.
Is that Did you? Was that Barbie Girl? I can't. I couldn't. I heard like.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I don't even bother saying words sometimes with Brandy because she's just like, "Can you believe I'm a Barbie girl?"
I still don't understand the song you're singing.
I'm not. I'm just babbling random words. I don't.
Oh, I thought you were singing a song. I thought you were giving her a song to sing. No, so I was trying to imagine what song.
Girl. That was the pantry. You're the worst in Bruin.
No one wants to hear your inside jokes about Bruin. Also, pantries are a hot button issue with Deandra, I think, because, you know, her mom likes to shame her on Instagram about them with the dog.
She's like, hey, you hear that, Dixie? Don't listen to that. Dog's making a mess, Dixie. Do not listen to it, Dixie.
So, Brandy, Deandra says, you know, I was thinking that before the trip, maybe we should be alone because I feel better where it's going to be a long weekend with the girls. Maybe we should just have to talk alone. And Brandy's like,
I would like that because I really love hanging out with vacation, Deandra. And I feel like something so simple like you worshiping Satan escalated just out of nowhere, you know?
And by the way, we have to just give a huge tip of the hat to Lil Nas X, who has, I'm just assuming, deeply, deeply scarred Brandy with his video. Thank you, Lil Nas X, for your service to the Real Housewives.
Yes, you know that she is totally. She's like,
he was slap dancing on the devil.
Big deal. Funny. Did that every single day at the carnival.
Now try sliding down a bull, bitch.
All right. Big deal. You pole dance down in hell. Try pole dancing in front of a Trabant. How about that? So, I love this. I love the idea of Brandy FaceTiming Deandra to say, we should find a time to talk just one-on-one. I'm like, you know you're doing that right now, right? Like, you could just do it right now. You could just keep talking.
Yeah, make our lives easier. So, we cut back and forth between them talking to us. Deandra's like, well, when she made that racist video, we stood up for her, me and Jeremy.
Yeah, but you know what? She was like really mean to Jesus. And I convinced Tiffany to even be nice to her. She farted in an unchristian way, and I really didn't like it.
And then at the same time, they both say, she owes me an apology.
Yeah, that's the thing on this show is that they do a side-by-side. They make them side-by-side say a statement and put it together,
yeah,
which I like. So then we have Cameron is with her son, Cruz, she's like, okay, welcome to Cameron Westcott Economy, okay? And today's lesson, you're going to learn how to make a perfect peanut butter and jello sandwich, okay? So first, always find the most expensive jam because that jam has the most real fruit in it, okay? And it tastes more yummy. Yeah, it tastes more yummy and you're belly. So there you have it. The more expensive something is, the more natural it is.
Who the fuck wants some real fruit on their peanut butter? What kind of school is this? I want some chemical ass jelly.
Yes.
I want your fruit.
And you want jelly, not jam. You want jelly and not jam. I mean, jam is a fine substitute.
Nuclear colored purple
wobble
jelly that can last 37 years in the refrigerator and nobody understands quite why. Okay, that is Smuckers. How you make a peanut butter and sandwich jelly sandwich.
That's right. And as we all know, you put the peanut butter on one side and then you put the jelly on the other side and you close them together. No. That is the standard way of making peanut butter and jelly.
You're messing with me now, and I guess what? I'm not going to fall for it because I know you're just trying to trigger me, and that is not the way you make it. You put the peanut butter on first, then you stir the jelly around a little bit, and then you put a dollop of jelly, and then you kind of swirl it on top of the peanut butter, and then you put the second piece of bread on it, and you keep your damn crust on the bread, unless you hate America and Jesus.
So as seen by you and Bethany Frankel. Congratulations, Ronnie. You have aligned yourself with Bethany Frankel in the peanut butter jelly wars of 2021. I am with Meghan Markle because she does it right. I'm just assuming she does it right.
Meghan Markle? Oh, my God. Meghan Markle don't need no peanut butter and jelly.
Either way, the point is this.
She said that, and I done turned it. I turned it and ran up the man.
I just have to assume Meghan Markle makes it the way I make it, because you make it the way Bethany makes it. So I'm just trying to like, draw lines in the sand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So little car, the kid, whatever his name is, who cares?
Cruz.
Oh, he's licking the knife. And Cameron's like, no knives in our mouths. Listen, we want to be well-rounded in Westcott economy. We've learned to clean toilets. We've done windows. And we've learned how to clean the pool. Those are skills you need to learn before you go to college. No, they are not. Who has a pool to clean in college? Who cleans their windows in the dorm, Cameron?
I know. So then, Court is on the phone with Alex, the realtor, and the dream home is under contract. And basically, they just have to like jump through a few more hoops with their current house to sell it, and then they can move into the dream home. But Cam doesn't know that like the dream home is like this far away, like they're about to get it and everything. And, Court doesn't want to disappoint her again and everything. So he's decided that he wants to surprise her with the news that they're going to get their dream house.
Okay, so he has this big conversation that's going to be this, I'm going to surprise Cameron thing. So he has this whole scene outside. So then we come back in and Cameron is like, the best thing for peanut butter and jelly is homemade jam. I was like, did they just make her do the same scene twice?
That's what I was wondering. And you changed. By the way, you also changed it up. You said get the most expensive jam, and now you're saying make homemade jam. Or was that like an exception? Like if you can't get homemade jam,
she's giving them like different options. I love that they have multiple takes of Cameron doing the peanut butter scene, and they're so out of footage that they're like, we need to fill. Just use the other scene we have of Cameron. Just make her look like she's teaching this kid with 10 different sandwiches all day long, right?
Yeah.
So Court's like, listen, I think it's good for us to like go back and look at the dream house maybe one more time. And she's like, are we gonna be closing? And he's like, well, you know, I'm not really sure about it, but maybe a month from now. And he looks so guilty.
Yeah.
He's not a husband who can lie very well. That's why I believe he's not cheating. Out of all the husbands on this show, I believe that he doesn't cheat, because she would catch him in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Also, yeah, because when he starts to lie, his head starts to sort of like recede into his neck, kind of like a turtle's a little bit. And so he starts to go like his shoulders come up and his head comes down and he's like, so, Cam, we're going to go look at the dream house. That's cool. You right? That's cool. Cam, it's like, Court, why is your head in your belly button right now, Court? No reason.
Yeah. So let's see. She's telling her kid, and you know what? A balanced meal includes car, fruit, and veggies. And Court's like, what did you learn today? And he's like, the parents are cuckoo cray cray. And then he runs off. So then we go to Carrie's house, and Olivia comes down, and she's like, oh, Olivia, have you ever made jello shots before? I'm fun, Mom. I'm going to Oklahoma for a girls trip. I want to bring jello shots because that's what we do. We can drink. We're girls. We have fun. Party, tequila.
Mom, why have you strapped yourself to this kitchen island with jello shots on it? I'm clinging to my youth. Please. Doing whatever I can to stay young. Please don't unhinge me.
God, and Carrie with the old housewives tropey lines. Oh, you know what? We're going camping. Ha! Camping for me is a hotel room with no room service. Yeah! Come on, God. Yeah. Get her out of here. I really like this show, but I need some recasting done.
I need Carrie. I don't Brandy. Need massive recasting.
Not massive. Carrie and Brandy. I like it when there's like two new people a year, you know? I say get rid of Carrie and Brandy.
Well, you know, Brandy's already done it for you. I actually,
We don't know that that's the truth, because you know Brandy, she'll put some shit up on Instagram like,
Psalms number 3:7 says, Jesus in the Valley of Lambs. Also, I think I'm overdoing Real Housewives.
But then she'll still come back later. I'm not falling for that, Brandy. Okay.
Here's a controversial take. I would not be upset to see Brandy leave, but I would also not be upset if she stayed, just because I think it's always good to have someone to really hate, you know? But Carrie is more of like she's just like annoying. I mean, Brandy's annoying too, but Carrie is just kind of like, I'm like, why are we watching this woman? Sometimes sitting here watching her pour Jello shots into her. Her shot glasses are like fake solo cups, and I'm like, even her Jello shot cups are annoying me. You know, like just get normal ones. Like, oh, it's a solo cup, but it's a shot. Ah, body like it's 1999. It's like, mom, you're embarrassing me. Yeah, so then she winds up using the Jello shots to shame Olivia, which I did appreciate. Like, I do like that quality in my Real Housewife, as someone who can turn anything into a way to shame their own daughter. I enjoy when that happens.
Mm. Yeah, she's like, oh, look, these colors are like her hair. She's taking punk rocker to another level. So then we go over to Deandra's house, and her alarm is going off because Deandra's trying to green egg some shit and doesn't know how to make the green egg work. Now, to be fair, the green egg is a smoker. Okay, Deandra?
So not a sex toy.
Jeremy probably would. Yeah. Like, yeah, so sexy. Yeah, that green egg gets me hard for you, Dan. Jeremy, can we just say...
Enough.
Jeremy, enough. Gross. Okay, gross, Jeremy. I get it. You want to bang all the time. Your penis still works. You're totally not cheating. Ever since he was accused of cheating on Deandra, it's been this every time. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to fuck you. Oh, yeah, I want to do it right now. You got pork chops? I'd rather have my penis in your ear. Oh, yeah, it's so hot. Not a boner. Get away. You're so lechy.
Gross. Yeah, seriously. I would like to hear what you're
getting a massage at all times. Go.
I would like to hear what you were going to say about the green egg, actually.
The green egg is a smoker, and stupid Deandra has the green egg top open and smoke is going everywhere, and so the fire alarm is going off. You're supposed to close the thing. It's not a grill. You close it, and then the meat smokes, and then it comes out a little vent in and doesn't set off fire alarms, okay?
Because I was thinking to myself, aren't you supposed to smoke meat in that?
Yes.
But I thought maybe it was like multi-purpose, but even if it is multi-purpose, I felt like she turned the smoker function on. I don't know.
Even if you use it as a grill, you don't put all the wood chips in there and start a fire to cook the grill. You know what I mean?
It's like open the vents or something.
I know all that because people with green eggs will not shut the fuck up about green eggs, okay? My parents have a green egg, and everything is like, oh, have you ever had that cooked in the green egg? It's like you can be having a piece of toast, and they'll be like, but have you ever had smoked toast? I mean, the green egg does it.
Can it air fry too?
Yeah. So you want to come to my house for dinner? You know, we'd really like to smoke the meat. So if you can come over here, that would be great. I was like, oh my God.
you can smoke meats without even having a green egg. You just get a thing with chips in it, you know?
It's not the same as a green egg, Ben, okay? And if you ever want to fight about it, next time you see my dad, say, you know, I was thinking of getting a green egg, but, you know, I find it easy to just smoke things in the oven and just watch his head explode and then wait for a 3-hour lecture on how the green egg works.
Okay? And then he'll probably convince me, and then I'm going to ally up with your parents and be like, Ronnie, you should listen to your parents. And I'm like, Ben, stop it.
Whatever. It's actually, you know, apparently really good. I don't eat meat, but, you know, you guys enjoy whatever murder house you like.
You can smoke, why don't you smoke fish in it or cheese?
I don't know. I'm anyway.
Why don't you smoke some celery? Okay, so I don't know why I thought of that. That's my go-to. Okay, so Deandra is like,
the most relaxing and cathartic thing for me to do. Cathartic. Quiet, Cameron. The most cathartic thing for me to do is to be in the kitchen and just be making things. You know what I like to do? I like to put carrots with guacamole and feed them to Dixie and see if she throws up. If she doesn't, then I know it's good to go, okay?
And, of course, the police come, but not like the real police. The Turtle Bay. Wait, where do they live? It says on there. They're not Turtle Bay people. What is that place called? Turtle Bay? I'm forgetting my Dallas neighborhoods right now. But the Highland fancy Park. Police, the neighborhood police come by.
Highland, like, Highland.
Everything all right over here, ma'am. She's like, oh my God, we are the troubled people on this block. I know you are here all the time. I'm sorry. It's just the fire alarm, officer.
So then Jeremy comes in. He's like, oh, it's a little smoky in here, huh? And Deandra says,
there is no way I could have gotten through this year. You know, with everything that happened with this year, with my mother, with me reaching out to my ex-family, with conflicts with my friends, my mother, and my mother, and my mother, everything that my mother does without Jeremy.
your difficult year. What are you talking about? Okay, your mom didn't do shit to you. The estranged family, you stole their money, Deandra, okay? Your father made a new will when your ass left him and changed your name. Like, give, or wait.
Your mom literally kept you afloat. Where'd the money come from? Yeah.
Yes, give me a break with this. I feel sorrier for the brother, and I want the brother on this show, okay? I'm not going to feel bad for you after taking your brother's inheritance, okay, you dick?
So, brother, I want you to meet my mother. Mother, I want you to meet my brother. Brother, mother, say hi. What'd you say mother, about my mother, brother?
Mother,
what'd you say about my brother?
And she goes, well, so much for trying to have a surprise for you, Jeremy. I mean, now the whole neighborhood is woke. I was like, I doubt anybody would accuse your neighborhood of being woke.
I have a feeling that's not happening anytime soon. So they're shucking oysters, and Jeremy is like, yeah, you know what I'm, because he's good at shucking oysters, and he's like, but you know what I'm really good at? More than shucking oysters? Let me just really tee this up for you. You know what I'm really good at shucking other than oysters? Shucking panties. Doesn't make sense, but it sounds sexy. I'll have a hard on because I love my wife. No infidelities here. Let's bone in a pork chop. Thank you.
I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner, but I know my appetizer is going to be a blue chew. All right. That's why I love you, baby. Oh, yeah. Better not being wearing any underwear tonight. Oh, hey, you want to work the fire alarm so I can laugh about how women try to do things and do this? Oh, God, I love you. Better not be wearing any underwear.
Jeremy, here's the news update. Okay, this is the sexy news update from DeAndre, okay? Tonight, I'm serving pork chop with a carrot puree and green beans right now, okay? Hot and sexy times.
I think DeAndre is trying to push, like, DeAndre Cooks. Like, there's got to be a cookbook or something coming out because this description of what she's serving for dinner went on way too long. I wrote, pork chops with something and something, carrots with something and something, and who fucking cares? That's my note because it just kept going.
Pork chops without any browning. That's what I wrote down. Pale pork chops.
And he's like, it's like a dream. My hot-ass wife carrying my meal to me. She goes, yeah, maybe a wet dream. Jeremy. He goes, I just love you so much. You are obviously cheating on your wife, sir. Okay? Obviously, you are banging everybody that you see. And I'm calling it right now. News will come out that Jeremy has been cheating on DeAndre this whole time. Because no one acts like this, sir.
Yeah. Or he just hasn't been fed in a while. So DeAndra is, she's talking about, they're sitting down and now they're eating the pork chops. Like, this is so good. I love how you didn't brown the pork chop. That was a nice touch. So she's like,
well, Jeremy, I'm just trying to be a better person, a less judgmental person. And I just wish my friends would give me the same consideration, mother.
It's like, mother?
Sorry, it was an instinct.
So then the sun sets. So they've now been talking for a long time and they're like, you know, DeAndra's like,
babe, this was supposed to be about you tonight. I don't know why. I just decided to announce that right now, but it was supposed to be about you tonight.
And he's like, it's never a dull moment with you, and that's why I love you. That's why I fucking love you. I was like, whoa. And also, they haven't even touched their food. I don't know if you noticed that. The sun went down. It's been like an hour they've been out there, and the entire pork chop, both of their pork chops are fully intact, unless this was a reshoot, but their pork chops were fully intact and all the food was on their plate. I was like, oh, you guys aren't even eating this food. You're just sitting there with it.
He just keeps saying over and over, and that's why I fucking love you. So, like, he said it three times this episode. He says it every single fishy, just saying it. So then they get wacky and get in the pool. And he's like, are you enticing me by getting in that pool? She's like, let's get naked, Jeremy. God, this scene was painful.
It was. So now Cam and Court are going to go check out the dream house. And Cameron has put on her Lily Tomlin snooping glasses from Big Business. When Lily Tomlin dresses up as a maid. Yes. And so Court's like, he's like, I hate seeing my wife in pain, but at the same time, this is a great opportunity to mess with her a little bit before making her dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? You know, because life is so hard. So you got to make each other laugh, you know, to get through life. You know what I'm saying? And also, I just like fucking with her because it's all I have in life right now. So let me just have this right now.
And she's like, you know, homeschooling with the kids, like watching them at a desk all day, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I had a job one time and I had to sit at a desk. And he's like, wow, babe, that's an amazing story, you know? Oh, but by the way, I got some bad news. I got a text from Kelly, and she says the buyers are no longer going to be under contract for our house. And she's like, I am keeping my emotions under control right now because he needs to think I can deal with anything.
Yeah, and she goes, are they going to break a contract? I'm like, I'm not going to tour this house if we got that text, okay? I want to get out. Could you turn around? I want to get out of the car. I want to get out of the car right now. Court, I want to get out of the car. I want to get out of the car.
Let me out of the car, Court. Let me out of the car. I'm not going to tour it. Get me out of the car. Pull over. Get out of this car.
She starts freaking out. And he's like, be rational. She goes, no, I'm not going to be rational, Court. Get some balls, Court. Pull over.
Why would we look at a house if our contract just fell through? It's like bashing an adopted baby. Why would I bash an adopted baby? And why would I tour a house that with a contract just fell through, Court?
Yeah, she's having a freaking fit. And he's like, okay, here we are. Let's just get out. Let's just get out. And he's like, so remember the day I asked you to marry me?
He goes, He starts to cry, but he's not used to crying, he's trying to hold it in, and weird noises come out. He's like, remember, remember about the rings? Remember when we saw Lord of the Rings? And they said, one does not simply walk into Mordor. Are you okay, Court?
She's like, babe, did you have some cheap jelly on your sandwich today? You're acting really sad.
So the dream house, the house is no longer under contract because we own it.
She's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I was just about to kick your ass, Court. Why would you do this to me? And then they go to their dream house, which is $7.5 million.
Yeah.
She gets her house. And I have to say, this is the most upset and traumatized Cameron has ever been. And this is basically what everyone thinks of rich white ladies.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much embodied right here. It's like everything going on in the world, and this is what upsets her, you know?
That being said,
there's protests across the whole country while this is going on. Think of it. A pandemic just came out, and this is what sets Cameron off. Yeah. Maybe possibly not getting a $7.5 million house.
Not having a 12x16 island. But on the flip side, this is the first time we saw any sort of evidence that Court has emotional investment in his wife. It's like the first time he's ever done anything other than be like to Cameron.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think they're the best couple on this show, I have to say. Like, I believe that they actually like each other.
I actually believe it, weird? Too. Yeah, it's not weird. Like, I actually really do believe it.
They love each other. Yeah,
I've always. I think the fact that he was crying, I made fun of it, but I think the fact that he was crying about giving her this dream house was actually very sweet. I didn't feel like he was doing it to preen for the cameras to be like, see, look what a good guy I am. Like the fact that he was crying so much meant that he was overwhelmed with the emotion of making her happy in that moment. So, you know, Court won at least one point for me for today.
So they look at the house and it's gorgeous. It is really pretty inside. And she has this humongous island and she's just so in love with it. And he goes, yeah, well, you know what? You're going to even come with me when I sign the papers. And she's like, yeah, because we're a team.
Yeah. But it just so happens I'm the starting quarterback and you're the third string. So we're on the same team, but I'm going to do all the signing. So then we go over to Mama D's house where Tiffany shows up. And she shows up Mama D is like, well, of course y'all look all darling there, Tiffany. Not like my good-for-nothing daughter who always comes in smelling like smoke with that crazy rat she carries around and calls it a dog.
So Tiffany has brought presents for the dog, and she's brought him a Chewy Vuitton purse. Chewy Vuitton purse. Just funny.
Chewy Vuitton.
And Mama D is like, have you seen her bed, darling? And it's this big, like, Taj Mahal kind of designed bed. And she's like, you know, you want to know about that? That was in Neiman Marcus. It was in the catalog, and it was $10,000. And I took it to my dressmaker, and they made it for me. I mean, it was $5,000. A lot of blood. All right. Fly swatted that woman on the head until it was done like I liked it. Okay? And that is called buying American.
Made DeAndre sleep in it for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, it pays to know talented people who could do things for you. Notice that I did not mention DeAndre in that sentence. Okay?
Now, let me ask you, darling. You still up at 5:30 a.m.? Because it's hard to run home, have your children, have your career. She's like, yeah, and I love my job. And Mama D goes, I love mine, too.
I love mine too, before it was stolen from me from a lady who actually wakes up at 10:45 a.m. every single morning, and that lady's name is my daughter DeAndra.
Yeah. So they start, Tiffany's like, yeah, you know, it's really hard because it's so many hours in the week, and Mama D's like, yeah, it's hard to jiggle it. Okay. So Tiffany tells us that Mama D really is like a mama figure to her. And so she's going to talk about her mom with Mama D. And so she's like, she pretended that she was supportive because, like, there were other people around, but I know what she's really thinking. And then we see all these clips of the mom supposedly being angry, but she's like, not at all.
And they bring up the clip again of the mom being like, so do you get benefits at your job? And she's like, 80%, mom, because I'm only working 80% of the time. And the mom's like, oh. I'm like, oh, well. And then they just end it there. I'm like, no, the mom was asking about healthcare benefits. Why are you trying to be shady? We just watched this, Bravo.
And then she's like, you know, and it's not like she helps me. And she always said that when I had children, she was going to retire and help me with the kids. But then when it turned out to be twins, she was like, that's too much for me. I can't handle it.
Yeah. And so basically that's what this comes down to, it is that, like, she wants her mom to help out with her family, and she didn't, right? So, so Tiffany says that she went back to work at 6 weeks after the twins were born, and she expected her mom to step up, and she didn't at all. And she's like, she says that one thing she does appreciate, that even though DeAndre and Dee fight, at least they communicate, and with her mom, everything's just, like, very surface, you know? So Mama Dee is like, let me ask you this, Tiffany. Have you ever told your mom you want to have a relationship with her? You know, whatever it is, it's always worth it, right? And you'll look back and you'll say, I'm so glad I did this. I'm so glad I tried to have a relationship with my mother and tried to steal the company out from under her and drive it into the ground, what she worked for 30 years. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
And she's like, but what if she rejects me? She's like, well, just try it. And if she says no, it's all you can do. Just change the locks on the company door until she learns how to behave herself. And if she does behave herself, buy her a couple of tacos in a Mexican restaurant and tell everybody you like her. You know, just gather all your friends around and say, hey, DeAndre hasn't been an asshole this month. Let's buy her some tacos. Okay? Remember that when she was like, and now I'm handing my company over to DeAndre. And that was the end of the season. And then the next season started, and she's like, I changed my mind. That's
what I mean. Yep. So now we go over to Brandy, who is playing with Bruin, just like walking around the foyer, following him into closets and everything. And then she's about to go meet up with DeAndra. But then she decides to check her emails, and the music gets very serious, and she's just sort of sitting there, and she's like, And then she pulls up a headline, a very meta headline, which says, DeAndre Simmons says Real Housewives of Dallas will address Brandi Redmond's racist video head on. So I thought that was really interesting that they had a headline about the show we're watching in the show we're watching and affecting the show we're watching.
Yeah, I like that they started doing that on Housewives. I like that. Yeah. And so it basically says, she told Page Six that they will address it, and, quote, we just can't sweep it under the rug. That's, okay, yeah. Totally. So what? Who cares? Like, what do you think they're going to ask her about? Like, her thoughts on, you know, like, horse breeding in, you know, the Adirondacks? Like, of course they're going to ask her about Real Housewives of Dallas. That's why they're interviewing her.
Yeah, so now Brandy says she feels betrayed. Even though DeAndre didn't say anything about she's a racist, she's selfish, she shamed me and said I was going to hell. All she said was, we are going to address it, and we're going to deal with it head on, which in her mind was her way of saying, like, no, we're like we are going to be socially responsible with our show, right? So now Brandy is like, she's like,
I know she knows what I went through, and I know she knows the pain I caused others and the pain I put on myself, and I'm trying to move forward, but it was not her place to openly talk about it. A real friend would never do this. I'm like, openly talk about what? She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about whether or not this content will be on the show. It's like, and by the way, and it is on the show, and you knew it would be on the show because you filmed the scenes and you did the video in the first place. And this is why people feel like Brandy really truly hasn't like owned her partner.
She's the real victim. She's the real victim. She knows what I went through. And then she's quick to add all the other stuff and how I hurt people and et cetera. But Brandy is the real victim here. She always is. So she says, a real friend would never do this. And she's like pretending to cry. And she texts Deandra, I saw you were talking to me in the press about my racist video, quote unquote. No, don't quote unquote that.
There was that, yeah, there's no video. Quotes.
Yeah, and I'm very disgusted right now, and I'm not in a space where I can get together today. So then it's like sad music as we fly from Plano all the way to Dallas. And we're at Deandra's house, and Deandra is setting up two wines and two glasses, and we see Dolly Parton the dog. And she reads the text, and she's like, well, I mean, all I said was positive things, but fine, whatever. I mean, it doesn't surprise me she took it the wrong way. So she tells us, I was trying to give her props. I mean, since when am I the bad guy? I mean, since when is talking about someone's racist video worse than making a racist video? I mean, she offended an entire race of people, okay? And now all of a sudden the onus is on me. I mean, how does this even happen?
Yeah. So she starts going upstairs, and the producer's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm not interested in this anymore, producer mother, okay? Anything I said was to help her out and not even to hurt her, okay? And like, she's not going to have this conversation that we're going to have ever. She's going to act like this. She's going to just keep acting like a baby, okay? She'll be a baby. And then at one point, like, she's just like ranting about Brandy. And at one point, they do a close-up of Dixie, and the music's like, dun, dun, dun. And they do a close-up of Dixie, and then they put up a chyron that just says, Dixie. And I was like, why in this moment is it like, and this, like, let us remind you that this is Dixie, this and Dixie is internalizing all this rage.
Dixie's yeah, so like, would you care for an anchovy?
So Dandra's going off to the producers, and she's like, oh, and now she wants to confront me around all the other girls, and all the other girls are going to be like, da 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 da. And you know what? I don't want to go on this trip because every girl is going to have her back. And you know what? It's not fair. And this is wrong to do to me. And this is not right, producer mother.
Look at Dixie. Dixie's horrified right now. Okay, Dixie, where did you get that possum from? Why are you eating a possum in my house, Dixie?
And she's exactly correct what she's saying. Brandy doesn't want to have the scene one-on-one because she doesn't want to have to make nice with Deandra. She wants to be the victim, bring everybody into the scene, then say Deandra betrayed her, and then the fight becomes about Deandra betraying her instead of Brandy being a racist fucking little idiot. Okay.
Yeah. I think that, like, the accountability that people want from Brandy is to say, you know what? It is going to be addressed, and I'm glad it's being addressed because people need to see, you know, that like my actions were hurtful, and I'm happy that it gets to be put out there and that we can all grow from it and like, you know, show other people, because especially nowadays, I mean, this was back in August, honestly, there was a lot of anti-Asian sentiment that was brewing up, but like nowadays it's even more salient with everything going on with, you know, attacks on you know, Asian people. That's so vile and horrific. So, like, especially in the context of literally today, it's just kind of like, it's like, really? Like you were not the victim in this, Brandy. Like, you did some fucked up shit, and you should be happy it's being addressed and that, like, people, it's a teachable moment.
Yeah. So then we go to Stephanie's, and everybody's being wacky and packing up a mobile home. And Stephanie didn't get a party bus this time. She got the mobile home because we're country girls, and this is like a country limo. Ah. So Brandy comes over dressed like the fun police, literally, because she's going to be driving the bus. And, you know, Brandy's wacky, so she
gotta
has a
be
wacky
in a,
costume.
Gotta be in a costume. Yeah, she's got like a vest thing. It's like a fluorescent stripe vest sort of. She looks like she is basically directing traffic in a stadium, you know? Yes. So she's gonna be the driver, and everything is good, everything's fun, and she and Stephanie are talking, and they have such a Brandy and Stephanie conversation. Brandy goes, are you excited? And Stephanie goes, I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm like, good.
How are you feeling? You want to
I'm
sit
excited.
Down?
I think how are you feeling?
You should, like, you know, you should be feeling, you know what I'm feeling? My feeling is like, I'm feeling bad because, like, I'm not sure how you're feeling. You know?
I'm really excited. I'm feeling kind of bad, but I'm excited. Are, yeah. How are you feeling?
But, like, you know what? I'm feeling like, you know, Deandra might be feeling like she's walking into a situation where she, like, she's going to be defensive.
Yeah.
So, like,
but that's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad. Yeah. But it's kind of like fun, but it's kind of like sad. And it's kind of scary, but it's kind of good. But I'm excited. You know?
Yeah.
Like, how are you feeling?
Yeah. You know, like, someone's here.
So all the girls start coming
in.
You.
Love you.
Thanks. I just want to get that in there before Ronnie started talking. Fart. I love you. Fart.
Fart.
Love you. Love you. Hey, I put a toilet seat on my head.
Yeah, so that's funny. That's where people poop. Love you. Love you so much.
Love you so much. I'm excited.
So the girls start coming over, and Cameron's like, I brought pillows because you never know about pillows and cabins. Okay? That's what I teach at Westcott Academy.
And so Brandy is talking about Deandra, and she's like,
sometimes I think she's like not self-aware of what's going on, and she's so focused to the point that she's trying to like wind up hurting people, you know what I'm saying?
And then Tiffany walks in, and then Tiffany shows up and she sees Brandy in her vest, and she goes, are you a what is this? She's like, what? She's like, I know you like to be wacky, and I'm trying to be a better friend to you by laughing at your terrible jokes, but I just need to understand what they are first.
Yeah, so everybody comes, and they're, like, being wacky, and Cameron's like, there better not be spiders. You're in Texas. I don't think you're in a place to complain about the spiders in Oklahoma, okay? The spiders in Texas are bigger than your head. So then Carrie's like, I've jello shots! Oh, my God, I'm so wacky! Oh, my God!
I'm so and fun! Then
everyone's like, of course, Deandra's the last one. So Deandra comes over and it's like, hello. And everybody's kind of being nice. And Deandra's like, oh, look at you, Brandy. Is that your driving outfit? And she goes, yeah, I was actually watching driving tutorials on YouTube. And then I got a ding. And guess what? And Deandra's like, and? She goes,
and?
And it's like a really long pause while everybody's just really off. Tense.
They have an and off.
And.
You're going to hell. And.
And it was about you talking about me in the press.
It's just, the article was not about you, Brandy. Just,
the headline was all about me.
And she goes, well, you don't pick the headline. And the question was, have you addressed the racial issues? And I had your back. I could have said you put your head in the sand, okay? But I did not say that. I said we were addressing it, okay?
Yeah. And so, by the way, I just want to point out before we go too much further into this scene, before I start really ranting, that Brandy was learning how to drive her RV with YouTube videos. This is not right. This is not right.
Yeah.
So Deandra, so Deandra's basically saying, so she's like, I was trying to have her back, etc. And Brandy's like, that's not fair. Why couldn't you have just said, I don't want to comment? It's like, yeah, she could have said, I don't want to comment. But I also don't think it was wrong of her to say, yes, we are going to address this.
Yeah, no, you don't say no comment, Brandy. She's there doing an interview about your show. And furthermore, how do you think it feels for everybody else on your show to have to deal with this every time they go into an interview? They have to talk about, they can't just go in and be like, hey, I'm Deandra. I'm going to try and start being a cooking star or whatever. They have to go in there and every single person has to talk about your stupid fucking racist video. And now you have the nerve to act like she wanted to, like she's stealing your spotlight. You did this to everybody else. You should be apologizing to everybody else. I'm so sorry you have to go to an interview and talk about my fuck up the entire year. This is your bad. This isn't something you could apologize to.
Yes, exactly. Bam. Exactly.
It's so annoying. So then she goes, well, do you know that I became clickbait once again? That's not fair. And Deandra kind of laughs and she goes, oh, well, I'm glad you think it's funny. You know, it's not funny, but I'm glad you think it is. You went out there to promote yourself and act like you were giving grace and forgiveness. Well, guess what? That's what I wanted. And you took it away from me and put it out there. So you're mad that you didn't get to go to the public first and do your big grace and forgiveness tap dance. I mean, this is so gross on so many levels with this lady. I can't.
Well, I think that what she's trying to say is, If you had just said no comment, there it would have just died. But because you even just said that, now there's a headline out there that's just like, once again saying that Brandy's a racist, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, so basically the crux of what you're saying is that you are you're making it a thing again, right? Well, guess what's making it even more of a thing? You here on national TV arguing about it to arguably a much larger audience than that one headline was. You like, yeah. I was like, don't you understand? Like, you right now are actually making it worse and reminding us that you made a racist video.
Right. But she's trying to use it to switch it to Deandra's the villain, you know, so she can be less of a villain by making Deandra the villain. No, you're the villain. They asked her about the racist video because there was a racist video. You know, you're the asshole for doing it in the first place. And now you're fighting. So ridiculous. So Carrie tells Deandra, just say you're sorry. So Deandra tries. And she's like, listen, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have said anything. And I'm sorry. And then it goes, boom. And Brandy goes, well, that's funny, because the other day, you know, we were going to talk and you were concerned that I called you selfish. And this is a prime example. She just said she's sorry and you didn't even deserve an I'm sorry from her.
Did not. You made this mistake. You did this. And like, you have to own up to it. You can't just like hope that it just gets swept under a rug and never gets like, you can't, just because you filmed a scene with Tiffany at the beginning of the season doesn't mean that now this is all over. Like, this is something that you have to live with, much as everyone else has to live with the errors that they make in their life.
So Carrie, so Deandra's like, well, you know what? I mean, now I'm selfish. Here we are back to me being selfish. You know what? You say I'm selfish. Carrie says I'm selfish. Well, fine. You know what? You can say that. It doesn't even bother me. And Carrie goes, oh, it doesn't matter to you that all of your friends think that you're selfish. No. Don't say all of the friends. She's talking specifically to you and to Brandy about saying it over and over again the whole season, which you had. And I cannot believe I'm even sticking up for Deandra to this degree, but give me a fucking break. And Deandra's like, oh my god, no matter what I do, everyone's upset. She goes, well, you know what, if everyone here is telling me I'm selfish and I just say who cares, how do you think that makes everyone feel? So Deandra was totally right. Brandy has turned it. She's brought it up in front of everybody, so now Carrie can grab onto it like a dog with a bone and turn it into everybody else, you know, against Deandra, when this is not at all what it was. So Deandra called it. I mean, she at least knows how this shit works now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why she should have known better than to become like buddy-buddy with Brandy, because this is sort of what happens with Brandy. And then ultimately Deandra goes to, she does her typical thing now, which is like, well, if you guys don't want me on this trip, then I don't have to go there. I don't have to be there, mother. Me and Dixie will go and catch tuna over by the river. That's what we'll do. So it's to be continued whether Deandra's going to go look for Bigfoot with the rest of the cast. And I'm sure she's going to go. She will go.
So annoying. No one can upset me like Brandy. My God.
I know. She really is your trigger point.
She makes me so crazy. God.
Yeah. Man, well, if she does go, I mean, who's going to take her place? Kyle Richards. I think Brandy and Kyle are the ones.
A dish rag could take her place. Brandy does nothing. She literally does nothing. And when she does do something, it's horrible. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm putting poop in my hair. I'm making a fart joke. I'm teaching people how to twerk on a table. Get out of here. You suck.
Yeah, she just doesn't really have a lot of interesting things going on in her life anyway, on top of everything else. So, that being said, we are done with this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we also have Top Chef this week and Summer House. So, still a whole bunch of really cool stuff. So, if you don't subscribe to Watch What Crappens, go ahead and subscribe. That way, the podcast just comes to you and you can listen. And you can also leave a review at the Apple Podcast Store if you want. You don't have to. I don't care. But so what? Who cares? Yo, Joe, let's go get some iced coffees. Okay. Joe, go get in the shower. I'm going to make an iced coffee and we're going to see you guys tomorrow. Okay. All right. Bye, Joe. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.